It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori. Tāku tai, Kim.
For our first catch-up with Te Pāti Māori of 2024, I spoke to Takatai Kemp about the Huia Motu held by the Kingitanga at Turanga Waiwai Marae on Saturday. The Hui had a turnout of around 10,000 people, both Māori and non-Māori, all uniting to protest the current government's efforts to challenge Te Tiriti o Waitangi. We spoke about what action plan has been taken from the Hui in order to protect Te Tiriti and Māori. And we also spoke about leaked documents posted by Rāwari Waititi, which show intentions from the government to erase Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and Te Pāti Māori's labelling of the government as over-promising. Finally, we spoke about South Africa's case against Israel in the International Court of Justice and Te Pāti Māori's vocal support of this. So I want to start by talking a little bit about Saturday. There have been estimates of up to 10,000 people turning out for the Huia Motu at Turanga Waiwai Marae on Saturday. What sort of message does this send to the current government?
Well, first of all, I want to just acknowledge and mihi to the kingitanga, to Waikato Tainui, for actually having the Huia Motu. And what a beautiful day it was, with 10,000 people in attendance. It was a beautiful day, a day where iwi came for the call of kotahitanga to unite and to bring our people together. So firstly, a big acknowledgement to Kingi Te Heitia, to Te Whiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiriwhiri iwi Māori together. It showed a very strong message to the motu that our people are here to unite, and a very strong message to the government to say, and to say it's not just the government but to the world, that Māori are here and they will not stand for any breaking of te tiriti. So a very strong message to the government and to the world that we are here and our people are rising up.
And did the hui provide any sort of action plan moving forward for protecting te tiriti?
But there were many wānanga or workshops that occurred during the day. There's one that focused on the tiriti, one on te reo and tikanga. There was one on oranga and the well-being of our people, a rangatahi forum. And each of those forums had their own solutions about what they want to do. So this is just the beginning. There are more to come across the motu that are still to occur. And you'll see some of those solutions starting to come out as the report is drafted for the next hui. So, you know, a lot of people there. Our role as Te Pāti Māori was to be present, to whakarongo, to listen to our people, and, you know, just to be part of this whole kotahitanga and seeing Māori come together. You know, what was very clear was Dale Takitimu's message, and she set the scene to remind all of us that, you know, that justice can't grow on stolen land, that it's been 184 years of violence on our mana and tapu, and that it is time for Māori to rise up, that we must reinvest in our truth and uplift our mokopuna. You know, we've got to continue to be tiriti-driven, mokopuna focused, tipuna inspired, you know, and for an Aotearoa hau. And Māori are saying very strongly that they will not stand for this division.
Winston Peters, Christopher Luxon and David Seymour were all notably absent from Saturday, which has been highly criticised. But do you think their presence would have been welcomed?
Look, it takes courage and bravery to turn up. And I do think it would have been wise, if you want to talk about debate, you want to be part of hearing the kōrero from te iwi Māori, then this would have been the place to be. You know, sometimes we as politicians, we must also learn to listen. and debating is part of that. You know, to debate is to also to listen. And our people were there to share their whakaaro, their vision for Te Iwi Māori, and that would have been a brilliant place for them to be. Let's note that Tonga Potaka was there in attendance. There were lots of the Green MPs, Labour, Te Pāti Māori. You know, it's more than just, you know, part of listening is also to be present. And the wairua of the day was absolutely beautiful.
Could you speak a little bit about the leaked documents posted by Rāwari Waititi revealing government intentions to erase Te Tiriti o Waitangi?
Yes, so we did receive a leaked document from a credible source. Now, this really showed the true intentions of the government wanting to erase and rewrite Te Tiriti. We won't stand for that. And the other thing is we must, you know, I think media need to actually ask the government about that source of the leak. It's not for us to disclose that information, but to know that it came from a very credible source. And now we can see that it is, the full document has been released, and it's now a discussion that's happening right across political media around that leaked document and what its intentions are. Now, ACT is still blowing that off and saying that they want to have a debate. You know, again, the Hui A Motu was the beginning of that debate.
Just before Christmas, Te Pāti Māori released a statement labelling the government as over-promising. Could you elaborate a little bit on this?
Look, this government had promised, you know, many things, and one of them is around the principles of the treaty, which is exactly around the intent of this leaked document. You know, as they've promised many things, and this is one of them, their opportunity to erase and rewrite the treaty. You know, that is a promise that will never happen. And in the weekend, Māori, Te Iwi Māori came together and said they will not allow it. You know, there have been many a time that different governments have tried to change the treaty. But the Te Tiriti is not unclear. Māoridom are very clear on what Te Tiriti promises for Māori and who that partnership is with. So, you know, this is just one of the over-promises that this government is stating.
I'd like to move now and talk a little bit about South Africa and their case against Israel and the International Court of Justice, which Te Pāti Māori have been very vocal in your support for. How significant would the support of New Zealand and our government be in this case?
Well, this government needs to show some leadership and stop turning a blind eye to Israel's sponsored genocide. And we're now at 25,000 people that have been killed since October as this country, you know, as countries go on about their lives. You know, this government hasn't done anything in support of a ceasefire for Palestine. And, you know, we are very supportive. Te Pāti Māori is very clear that this government needed to support South Africa in their stance. And again and again, we are seeing this government not put their hand up, not stand strong in the support of this kaupapa. And you can see across Aotearoa, there are still peaceful protests happening, and this will continue as we see no change for Palestine. I think it's important to note that, you know, we had the Hui A Motu in the weekend, and now Māoridom head to Ratana this week for the Ratana 25th, on the 25th for their celebration. From there, Māoridom will then move to Waitangi. Again, you will expect crowds of people turning up at the Māori events. The key prominent events in the Māori calendar, and again you will see more and more people standing up, rising up for Te Iwi Māori and for Te Tiriti.
That was Te Pāti Māori MP Takutai Kemp.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.